This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Finally, on Sunday evening, the sun's come out. I'm sat with the guys from Gang of Youths. Good evening, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us. Hello.
Thank you, Karen, for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. First question, I guess, is where's the Book of Rules? Because you've just ripped that up in there at a big time. It sounds corny, but I've got to ask it.
I think wherever we were flying by the seat of our pants, it's probably out there somewhere, floating down from...
Normal, functional band things, it's wherever that goes to die, you know what I mean?
it was a great performance. I guess you'll come up to your last dates of your summer tours here, but you sort of get two summers because you get the summer in Australia and the summer up here. Do you feel as if you approach them in different ways?
Yeah, they're probably slightly different crowds, I'd say. From my fledgling experience in this band. I mean, joined a couple of years ago.
Tell us about the Aussie crowds, Tom.
Well, you know. It's a bit more, I don't know.
Do you have to save yourself a bit? Do you feel like you can't enjoy the UK summer because you have to, you know?
I just have to tone down my accent.
Keep something in the tank.
Stay safe.
Is there an awkward Britishness that you have to take over there?
Well, everyone assumes naturally that I'm from down there.
Tom actually got barred from a bar recently.
Oh, this is unfair.
I won't go into the details, but he's barred from a bar. And his fiancée blames us for antipodeaning him. Making him more Australian and
I got a bit too direct with the
yeah, so maybe we have wrecked Tom, but it was very justified. I will say he is the nicest man in the world.
Lovely. Very out of character.
Was
New album, I say new album, it's sort of been about a year and a half now, so Angel and Me in Real Time. Is this sort of, I guess, these last dates, are they sort of the end of the album cycle, then you go back to the studio?
You're exactly right, spot on.
First rehearsal.
For the new record. We're just working out how we're going to approach it all. It's always such an undertaking making an album, so we've learned lessons down the years from the records we made, how best to approach the whole thing. So, yeah, it's that transition. I think every band, it very much feels like you're in phases. You're writing, you're recording, then you're touring. And so you have to get in the right headspace. So once the touring's finished, you need a bit of downtime just to get your life back a little bit. Sure. And then you're in a place to think about being creative.
Have you got plans for any guests on this album? You had Daniel Ricciardo on the last one.
Correct.
What was that like for a start?
Great.
Pretty spontaneous.
He's a rocker bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, lovely.
He's
guy,
quite though. Good at playing random bits of percussion on demand, as we come to realise.
He's a professional session musician, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know, boys. Maybe who else should we get on this one?
I think the joy is in it being just random and aspiring the moment.
You're a tight set, you don't need more.
Sir Alex Ferguson, maybe. Sir Alex Ferguson and do a bit of spoken word or whatever.
Yeah, a bit of inspirational.
Bit of Lee Child, maybe you can write a little poem that you could recite for us, Maxi.
That's for anyone who's Gen Y or Gen Z or Gen X, actually, that's a boomer author that I enjoy very much. Yeah. And Chung is trying to humiliate me.
We've done about
Isle of Wight, Vectis Radio, and he's failed.
We've done 70 or 80 interviews this weekend. That's the first Lee Child's come up in. I love it.
Well, I'm glad he came up, mate.
I'll leave it there. I hope you have a nice rest of the weekend. The guys from Gang of Youths.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.